We turn now to local sports here on KNKX, and we're talking about football and facial hair. It's the topic of this week's conversation between KNKX sports commentator Art Teal and Morning Edition host Kirsten Kendrick. They're taking a closer look at the Washington Huskies, who host Stanford on Saturday in Seattle, and the Washington State Cougars, who host Cal on Saturday night in Pullman.
Art, what is going on with these two teams?
Hard to know, but it's pretty plain that they're going in directions opposite of what was forecast. The Cougars are 7-1. They're the only Pac-12 team with a single loss, and they're playing remarkable football. They just beat Stanford 41-38 on a last-minute field goal last Saturday. And then the college football playoff rankings came out on Tuesday, and lo and behold, the Cougars were 8th in the country. That's the highest the Cougars have ever been in that poll, and that's the one that decides the 4-team college football playoffs. It is a remarkable turnaround because they're doing it with a 5th-year senior transfer quarterback, Gardner Minshew, and also Gardner Minshew's mustache, which we'll get into later. But the Huskies are going in an opposite direction. They're 6-3, which isn't terrible by any means. In fact, they've lost their games by 5, 3, and 2 points. So they're not mediocre. They're just not winning games like they have in the past. So there is a small degree of panic going on with the Huskies.
And part of that is a controversy surrounding Coach Chris Peterson and a decision he made the last game against Cal.
Yeah, there is still bewilderment everywhere over changing quarterbacks in the third quarter. Peterson made a decision to abandon his fourth-year senior quarterback, Jake Browning, who with one more win will be the winningest quarterback in Pac-12 history. He pulled him with a couple minutes to go in the third quarter for a redshirt freshman, Jake Hayner, who had no meaningful experience in a game, and they put him in a pressure situation where the Huskies led 7-6, but they weren't doing anything offensively. Now, Peterson said that it was all about trying to give the offense a spark by making the change. But in fact, I think it upset everyone, certainly the fans, certainly the rest of the Huskies team, because Hayner, on his 5th play, threw an interception that was returned for a touchdown, the only touchdown Cal scored in their 12-10 win. Just inexplicable. And Peterson has never come up with an adequate explanation other than a spark. And so the controversy lingers.
So let's dig a little deeper in contrasting these two teams. You mentioned that the Huskies' losses have not been by many points. The Cougars, on the other hand, they've been criticized for having a weak non-conference schedule. What's a playoff picture looking like?
Well, both teams are still alive in the hunt for the conference championship, and it could come down to the Apple Cup. But after that, the question is, because the Cougars are so high in the polls, can they be considered for the Final Four? Basically. And the fact that they're even in consideration right now is astonishing. I know college football fans saw the delight in Pullman a couple of weeks ago when ESPN's Game Day show was there. So this is a really big year for Washington State football. And if they could finally pull off beating a Peterson-coached Huskies team, that would be perhaps the greatest season in Cougar history.
Is it all coming down to the power of a mustache?
Yes, that's entirely possible. Minshew's mustache in the Heisman Trophy voting among media polls is starting to get votes.
Just the mustache itself.
Mustache by it separately, yes. I think he's become a pop culture star, not only because he's been playing well in this 5th senior year, but that mustache is just a phenomenon.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Teal's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download podcasts of our weekly chats at knkx.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.